Welcome to Stripped Money Conversations. Welcome to a place where anybody can learn or talk about money. Whether you're young or whether you're old, whether you're married to the love of your life, or even if you're married to your career, whether you have kids, are planning to have kids, or even if you're one of those people who just prefers pets, whether you're established or just entering the working world, welcome to a place where our conversations are not based on your bank balance, no, but they're based on your unique needs and ambitions. I am your host, Lungile Mashego. Remember that this show does not provide financial advice. These are just conversations between me and my guests, but I'd like to invite you on the journey so you and I can learn together. Hello to the Strip Money Conversations family, and Happy New Year, and welcome to 2022, the year where we make our dreams come true. Don't tell me anything about 2022 sounding like 2022, because positive vibes in this podcast, please. Today I'm here to share with you 5 tips to manage your money better in 2022 and to ensure that you can ace those financial goals. Tip 1, get organized. You need to create a plan to organize your bills so that you don't have late payments. You don't want to be paying penalties for bills just because you forgot to make a payment. And trust me, this happens a lot. And I think that money for penalties can be rather spent on other things. I personally prefer to automate my finances as much as possible so that I don't have to remember to make certain payments. This also includes my discretionary investments as well, because once the money is out of my account, I know that I've made that investment automatically. I don't have to remember. And this also eliminates the temptation to use money before it is spent on the things that I really want to spend it on. So the tip here is to get organized, ensure that those goals are met, and if you want to guarantee that all your payments are made on time, automate them. Tip number 2, focus on savings. In recent years, we saw more people in South Africa get into saving and investing, which is really fantastic. And for a good reason. I've seen a few investment firms confirm that the number of investors has increased since 2020. And I suppose the uncertainties and life shifts brought to us by the pandemic led those of us who are still fortunate to have an income to save more. Now, considering inflation, we may need to have our savings pay for the increases in groceries, petrol, homes and cars, and all other sorts of expenses. So mapping out a budget for the new year to factor in some of these price hikes can prove essential, as could parking a little bit more money in the bank if you've not built up your savings yet. If you do not have an emergency fund, aim to save at least 3 to 6 months of necessary living expenses in a high yield savings account. And that will help you financially should you come across an emergency or if your employment situation changes. Check out our episode about inflation featuring Ndobi Mbele to learn more about how inflation really affects your finances. Tip number 3, double check your expenses to see where you can save. Now this needs a little bit of introspection, because you have to really dig deep and see where you're spending money unnecessarily. The first thing I like to do is to just double check on my subscriptions. See which ones you use and cancel the ones that you don't. For example, I know you love listening to this podcast, but do you need to have 2 music streaming platforms? Look for those kind of instances within your finances and see if there's a place for you to cut. Sometimes we subscribe to things that we don't use anymore. If you haven't used it in the last 6 months, chances are you actually don't need it. So look for that kind of stuff and cancel it. Use that money for your savings or your investments, or even use it to kick some of your debt. Also check in on things such as your car and household insurance. Shop around and see if you can get a better deal or even more cover for less. I think insurance is such a competitive industry that they're all looking to get you as a client. And if you do have the opportunity to get more cover for less or pay less for your insurance, definitely go for it and use that saving towards your debt or your savings. Tip number four. This one's for you if you're eyeing a new house. Avoid knee-jerk reactions to rising rates. Prospective homeowners concerned about the rising interest rates may be inclined to either sit back on the sidelines or speed up a purchase, especially since we saw that late last year the interest rates started coming back up. But as always, when considering what's probably going to be the biggest expense of your life, consider all of your expenses and have some perspective. First, do the math to see which move, renting or buying, offers more financial and lifestyle benefits for you. If you decide to buy in 2022, it's all the more important to have a strong credit score to bank on the best possible rate. Tip number five, want to make more money? Talk to your employer. The new year may be a fertile time for you to finally get that promotion or raise. That is, assuming you've actually been adding value and plan to stay with your company. While higher pay may be top of mind, don't forget that there are other financial benefits that your employer may be able to address, such as financial wellness programs that provide credit counseling that help workers budget and save are increasingly becoming part of companies' value propositions. Find out if this is available at your company, and if so, take advantage of it. Learn more, sort yourself out. Secondly, you could talk to your employer about relooking the allocation of money placed in your retirement fund. Have you looked at that lately? A lot of people don't. So I encourage you to have a look and see how much money is placed in your retirement fund and if there's an opportunity for you to increase your savings. And thirdly, see if your company has share schemes and see whether you are eligible for them. Subscribe to this podcast to learn more about how you can have this conversation with your employer on the next episode, where I chat to award-winning career coach and industrial psychologist Fiona Martin, who will talk to us about how to ask for a raise. Thank you so much for your time. You have been listening to an episode of Stripped Money Conversations. Please share the love by subscribing to this podcast wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. And let me know what you thought of this show on social media. Just search Stripped Money Conversations on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And if you have topic suggestions, please slide into my DM and let's see if we can make it happen. Have a good day.